Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is the Jay Cardiello Show. Get off the scale. Here's Jay.
Is there a secret weapon? Is there a secret weapon? That's what I'm asking, guys. Is there a secret weapon to help fight midlife weight gain, get you off the couch, and get you a zest for exercise? Joining me today is fitness and wellness expert Katie Uran. Katie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Katie, I gotta tell you a statistic that I just read. 62% of those between the ages of 50 and 64, this is sad, currently have at least one chronic condition as a result of obesity. And it's sad. It's 70% of America is overweight and obese. And these baby boomers, staying fit over 50 seems so hard. What would you tell people, our listeners who are over 50, how to get them off the couch?
It's just about, you know, little basic steps to just moving more and stop being so sedentary. And, you know, we're always sitting on the couch, we're sitting when we're at the computer, and I just tell a lot of my clients to just start moving more, whether it's standing up while you're working at the computer, taking mental breaks and going for quick walks. You have to keep moving. And it's really sad as to how sedentary we have become. And it's scary. And I mean, I work with a lot of clients in this age group, and that's what I tell them.
It is sad. And we're seeing more and more people on the computer jumping into more of that tech realm. I almost call it going into that tech box where we put ourselves from our first time we wake up, we're grabbing that phone, we're running to the email, we're all stressed, we're avoiding sleep, avoiding good things. Now, the big thing here is over 50 has a lot of pressure on them. The kids are starting to go to college. They have these big college bills. We're paying off the house. We're looking at retirement. There's a lot of financial pressure. And people don't realize that it's small steps. You said something very poignant. It's small steps to exercise. But what are the small steps that these baby boomers can do for nutrition?
I tell a lot of my clients in this age group when it comes to nutrition is I try to tell them to keep it really simple. It's all about eating real food. It's staying away from processed foods. Just eat, you know, fruits, nuts, vegetables. I mean, it's all accessible. It's just that we've made things so complicated these days, and
so
people make such poor choices. So I just honestly, I tell them, keep it simple, eat real food. And I give them that list of just real foods that they should just start adding into their diet. And it's sometimes the light switch goes off and in their head and they're like, oh, I didn't think about that, which again is kind of sad too.
Sure. Now, do you think that's associated with culture? Because I always think back, like when I was growing up, we always went to grandma's house for the Italian food, and that came with the Italian pastries, that came with the sauce, that came with everything, and it was just sodium and sugar lace. Now, do you think going forth, when I talk about my parents and my friends' parents, they're in that baby boomer and older stage. So do you think it has anything to do with the cultural upbringing that people are so ingrained in their ways that they're maybe a little scared to jump from what they've known and what they've grown up with to making healthier choices both on exercise and nutrition?
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. I do.
Now, with that being said, what are the things? Say we're sitting down. Like last night, we still have the big Italian feast on a Sunday night. But however, we do certain things. Instead of having the butter spreads, we used actually fruit spreads that we make. We throw it in the blender with a little water. My son and wife, we all do that. So it's very cultural. We can pass that on to him, and he can pass it on to his children. Instead of filling ourselves up with soda, which we all grew up with, we have fruit water, meaning in a sense we chop up the water, we throw it, we chop the fruit, throw it into the water, and from there it's something, again, that we can pass on as a culture. Do you have any simple techniques like this that you also give to your clients?
I do. I mean, one of the things that I, like you just said, for some of my clients who are in that age group, you know, getting rid of the soda is huge. That and the artificial sweeteners. So, for example, with my clients who drink coffee and they have either the creamers that they put in or they're putting in the artificial sweeteners, I tell them to take baby steps to getting away from that. And that's either using, you know, the unsweetened almond milk or adding, you know, cinnamon or nutmeg to give natural flavors and a little bit of, so you're not, you know, it's, I know it's hard to start taking those things away. So either they, you know, start adding maybe a little bit of stevia instead. So I think soda, coffee, those are some good steps that, and my clients have done. And they, once they step away from the soda, they feel so much better.
I know we're talking about the baby boomer workout, but people have to realize that 80% of all fitness success happens in the kitchen. And that's why we're bringing so much about the food. And you said a lot in terms of the drinks. I mean, the average person was intaking about 450 calories per day, and about 350 calories is actually of that is sugar laced. And a lot in this the generation, the baby boomer generation, has to do with sugar. And you are right. Cinnamon is one of the perfect natural sweeteners that we can stir right in. It'll help stabilize our blood sugar levels, won't give us that yo-yo feeling, but also helps to fight diabetes, which at this demographic is so high. It's such a prominent figure. So I really appreciate that. Now, in terms of going back to the exercise, because some people are tuning in, what can they simply do at home? And I always tell people, one of the simplest things that you can do as we age is stand on one leg while brushing your teeth. You'll increase balance, core strength, even a little bit of symmetry throughout the hips. Do you have any simple exercise hacks for this demographic that they can do with not having to go to a gym?
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of my workouts are actually at-home workouts that you can do anywhere. So, for example, you know, if you're a busy mom and you are in the kitchen, you know, trying to put together lunch, you know, do a wall sit for 1 minute or do a plank right in the kitchen for 1 minute or tricep dips using a chair. I mean, it's all things that, you know, you can do a minute here, a minute there, and it's just, or even just standing up instead of sitting down while you're working on your computer. I mean, I do that all the time now, and I love it. You know, I specifically make sure if I've been sitting for 30 minutes, I get up and I stand up on my, you know, kitchen counter there with my computer just so I'm not sedentary for that long.
It's true. Sitting has become the new smoking, and people are starting to realize, as science is starting to see, that sitting for prolonged sitting, we're sitting up to 7 hours a day. And for the baby boomer generation, if you think about it, 7 hours times how many years they've been working professionally is adding up. It decreases circulation for one thing, raises your risk for diabetes. So if you're pouring in the sugar and then you're in a sedentary position all day long, your risk of diabetes is through the roof. So you make a very valid point that we should spend more time standing. And in all those lines of things that people can implement, I always say, Katie, a great thing is have fun, dance while you're getting dressed in the morning. If you're online at the food store, you may want to contract your glutes and then contract your core, and that'll help build symmetry and strength throughout it. Katie, what else? One more thing that you may want to tell our listeners. What is one of the biggest things that you've seen that people can do today in terms of either exercise or nutrition for this demographic that will change your life?
I think that it is just, like I said, you just have to start slow, make simple changes, because I think if you come out too aggressive and we say, I want to do this, this, and this, it gets a little too overwhelming. So it's just start slow and, you know, do what works for you. And it is just move your body. I think that is the best. That would be my biggest tip for right now.
Simplicity. Thank you so much, Katie. To find more how to stay fit over 50, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.